Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on what's taking place at the state capitol. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The Nebraska legislature has completed their sixth week of business and day 28 of a 60-day session. Nate Gross, policy director of Nebraska Family Alliance, joins me to discuss two important hearings at the Capitol this week. Nate, on Monday, you provided opposition testimony before the General Affairs Committee on LR-294-CA, which would amend the Nebraska Constitution to give state legislatures the power to authorize any game of chance. Why did NFA oppose this legislation?
Well, Karen, this was a very dangerous bill that would amend our state constitution in favor of the gambling industry. And right now, in order for a game of chance like slot machines or casinos to be approved in Nebraska, the people have to vote to do that directly. And so this proposed constitutional amendment isn't about giving the people a vote. It's actually about taking their vote away by giving that authority over gambling solely to the legislature. And that would open up the doors for casinos in any part of the state, slot machines. And we are opposed to expanded gambling because we know it harms businesses, harms families. And we think that Nebraska is truly the best state in the country to live and raise a family. And we've managed to do all that without the help of casinos and expanded gambling.
Well, when a state empowers the legislators to expand gambling, the citizens really lose in Nebraska. LB 1040 was heard also this week before the Health and Human Services Committee, and NFA supports creating a birth certificate for families that experience a miscarriage prior to 20 weeks gestation. Nate, why do we view this legislation as important in promoting the culture of life in Nebraska?
This is really an incredible bill and a very unique way to help support grieving families who are experiencing a miscarriage and the loss of a child. Right now, we offer birth certificates for pregnancies that are lost after 20 weeks, and this bill would extend that same courtesy by creating a new type of commemorative birth certificate for families who lose a pregnancy prior to 20 weeks. And this is really a phenomenal way to show that these lives mattered, they existed, and the moms and families who are grieving over their loss are not alone.
Agreed. It also provides closure for grieving families. Nebraska Family Alliance is grateful for the opportunity to provide you the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update on important news and events during the Nebraska legislative session.